First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Time for second date update on the Wake Up Call, and David is on. Good morning, David.
Morning.
So David and Diana met online, went out to dinner a few weeks back before things started getting shut down again. David, you were telling us off the air, you had a great time. It was the first time you felt super comfortable on a first date. You thought that Diana was feeling the same way. But what happened after the date?
I mean, obviously, you know, the shutdown was weird. We'd all been alone for a while. So I think it was kind of still a little nervous to be sitting with a stranger. So once we kind of got past that, it was just, it was open. We were having a good time. We were laughing at the same jokes. And then she just kind of, I mean, I guess, ghosted me.
Did you at any point, like, bring up the idea of another date?
Well, I mean, I think it was more like assume, but I mean, no, we didn't like sit there with our phones open and schedule date number two, but you can feel it. You can feel like, wow, there's a vibe here. Like, we're doing all right.
I mean, before I started doing this segment on this show, I would say I did know how it goes, but I have learned through many of these that there are social cues put out there that people do not pick up.
Right.
All right, listen, David, we're going to get Diane on the phone. We're going to ask her a couple of questions. You'll be able to hear the conversation. Hang on, don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Diana, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Diana, hi, thanks for holding. This is the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. And what this is someone that you went out on a date with reached out to us and asked us to give you a call, ask you a couple of questions on why they haven't heard from you since your date.
I've heard you guys do it before, so.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. We appreciate you listening. So the person we're actually calling about is David. And can you tell us about your date with David?
Well, I do know that you guys hate it when people beat around the bush. So I'll just get right to it and tell you that the reason I haven't responded to David is because that he, on our first date, told me he pays for sex.
Wow. What?
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Like, present tense? Currently does?
Actively, yes. Pays for sex. Like, we were doing, like, all the traditional small talk stuff on the first date, you know? And we were talking about previous relationships.
Yeah.
And he told me that he hasn't been in a relationship for like 5 years, and I was kind of shocked by that. And then he was like, well, yeah, I had a friend take me to a brothel in Nevada, and ever since then I've been okay because I'm having my needs met, so I didn't really need to be in a relationship.
Okay.
Get
Oh, my God. I can't patch him in fast enough. David, okay, we have a lot of questions right now.
I feel like I don't want to watch. I don't want to ask any.
David, do you pay for sex?
Okay, not present tense. Paid for sex. Not pays for sex.
Okay.
Paid for sex.
So it was past tense.
Well, just hear me out for just a second. Would you agree that sometimes just going on a date would be considered paying for sex?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Man.
No.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let's just say you had a good date, you had a good dinner, maybe you went to see a movie.
All right.
Throw in a little $60 here, throw in a little $100.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to shut this down right now before it gets worse. Dave, that's not paying for sex. That is paying for activities to do while you are on a date. Paying for sex is, I give you money, you have sex with me, and that is the end of the discussion.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you right here because you just said paying for activities to be
okay,
together.
David, yeah, but it's not sex. Are you going to tell me that somebody who has sex for a living is the same as somebody that you would like to have a relationship with potentially, because the prostitute didn't get to see a movie, David. She only got to have sex with you.
I like to call them sex workers, not prostitutes. Case in point, but okay, keep going.
Okay. I guess, like, if you're somebody that, like, paid for sex, past tense, and you're fine with that decision, I have no problem with that. But, like, just don't tell anybody, at least not for a while. Like, I feel like if you were, let me ask Katie something and Diana. So okay. If let's say you guys were dating somebody like Dave and it was real serious, like you guys were probably going to get engaged any day.
Yeah.
Would you want to know that in his past? You would not. Diana, would you want to know if he paid for sex in his past before you married somebody?
No.
Okay, well, there you have it, Dave. Then just, you know, you can be okay with it, but just go to the grave with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I think we got it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, second date update on the wake-up call.